Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs and how through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here's the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Yep, good.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, everybody survived the polar vortex there.
Yes.
A little frigid. Let us praise God for shelter and heat.
Amen.
Yeah, a lot of people, I'm sure there were those that did suffer. And it's nice to see even in this community, several agencies, organizations opened up their facilities, those warming rooms and things. So it is nice to be on this side of that event, but as we say here in Michigan, it's Michigan. So, all right, for today's edition of Word Made Flesh, we're just going to start with the very first psalm in the book of Psalms, Psalm 1. And it's a short one, it's only 6 verses, so if I could have someone read that first psalm for us, I'd certainly appreciate it.
Thanks, Blessed Mark. Is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Not so the wicked, they are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction.
Very good. Very good. All right, initial thoughts. What jumps out at you?
So we celebrate here a lot our personal transformations, you know, where we were to where we are now. But sometimes I think we can get, you know, a little overconfident in saying, like, okay, you know, I come out of the worst of it now. This is a new me, and everything's going to be great. But I think it's a lot more fragile than that. You know, what I've seen personally, it's just like, as we say here, seemingly unimportant decisions that can lead to us, the whole thing comes crashing down. But in the same breath, you know, it can just as quickly turn around as fast as you can, your knees can hit the floor.
And why do you think that happens?
Because I think God loves us enough to give us that choice.
Okay, why would we choose the wicked? I'm trying to play devil's advocate a little bit here. So when we say the wicked, just for clarification for our group here as well as our listening audience, we're not talking about like the evil. We're talking about those who have not followed in God's ways, right? And we know plenty of people that are, even in our life, that are really good people, but they may not be following God. All right, but they're not out there committing evil. So, all right, that's what kind of, we just want to clarify that. Because really what the psalmist is starting off here is really at the core of what we call spiritual formation. What has your attention?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to think about that. How hard is it to constantly be attentive to God and God's way? So when we talk about how do you slide off into the way of the wicked, here we say, an avalanche starts with a single snowflake. And the more we stop taking our eyes off or paying attention takes work. I mean, we've all been in conversations and we may be hearing people, well, I'm not listening, I'm not really paying attention. We've been caught in those, right? Hey, are you listening to me? You know? We're not always paying attention. And paying attention takes work. It takes discipline. And if we're going to form our spiritual journey with God, that's a core discipline in spiritual formation. All right? And I also think the psalmist then turns around and says, well, there's that, that's an action, right? Meditate, sit, right? Walk in. And it is, we'd like to say, a 24/7. Well, maybe not. Maybe a 16/7, because we'll presume 8 of those hours you're sleeping. All right? But, yeah, that's a good insight. Anybody else?
I think you know, as we have sat around the table numerous times and talked about how hard it is to follow God's precepts and follow what God planned for you and to make change as transformation is coming out of exile, as we have said. I know for me. You know, it's been a struggle, but then on the same note, when I do put my faith in God and trust in God, and when I do, you know, call upon Him, pray, stuff like that, He's there, and it's a consistency to know that He loves you, to know that He cares about you, to know that He, and the people that intervene in your life that care about you too. You know, I think for me that, you know, it's growing. You know, the more I put into it, the more I get out of it. You know what I mean? So to speak. No pain, no gain. You know, I know today that God loves me. I know today that people love me. Before, I didn't care whether they did, but I do care today, you know. Even though we still go through our daily, you know, our daily life, I mean, this is, you know, we still have to step out in the world, and we still have to, you know, I don't want to say portray, but we want to live as the neighbors of hope, you know what I mean? You know, we wanna have dignity and integrity, not just for ourselves, but for where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, I just know I appreciate you, Pastor Steve, for the teachings and the love you have for this ministry. You know, but I know today that Rich has got an opening at the end of the tunnel. You know, I can see today. You know, before I couldn't see, basically.
Good. Anybody else?
Yeah, for me, I just, you know, you guys talk about the work. I mean, for me too, a lot of it always goes back to identity. Anytime you get lost in it, sometimes, you know, even at this stage, I know it has turned into be so bold to believe that I'm loved. And while worth it, not a waste of God's time. Sometimes going back to things like this, or like blessed the person before, you know, all these choices, it realigns me to make the right choice. You know, sometimes, I don't know, I think for me personally, I can't speak for everybody, but I get myself my way of the relationship with God. Like you're talking about marriage, and how marriage is like a reflection of our relationship with God. It's the same thing. You just got to wake up every day. Do you want to put the work in? Are you willing to believe that you're worth it? It can be done. And then being righteous and following His ways, it's hard. So it's really easy to slip back, but it's that paying attention, being attentive. And not just saying the words. You can say, yeah, I love you and this and that, but what's the meaning of that? It's that walk, it's that work. Like with any relationship. You know, even a friend or a brother, like, I mean, you can say what you want, but it's those actions. You know? And you just have to, every long step away, just keep being. You want to do the work. You want to talk it out. You know? You want to settle some kind of beef for God. You know, or whatever, argument. Because I still shake my fist at God. I'm just like a big baby. I want what I want when I want it. I've been putting the work in. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
But He still, you know, I don't have all the answers, but I just know I want to do the work. That's it.
Which is good, because I think that's exactly what the psalmist is saying. This is... Not just work, it's the work that becomes a habit that produces a result. Mm-hmm. Because if you read the end of it, it's talking about fruit. You know, there's a certain result out of our work that we rejoice in. That's what makes us blessed. You know, I think it also has a certain pattern that is part of what the work is. So if you were to look at verse 1, who do not follow the advice. All right, well, who are we following? Follow. When we're talking about paying attention, you got to follow. You got to follow something. Is it the advice of the wicked, or is it the advice of God? All right. What's the path you're on? Is it the path of the sinner, or the path of the righteous? Life, death, blessings, curses, right? Yeah, and whose company are you sitting? All right, so even that, follow, take, sit, are actions. And those, and then it goes on and talks about, but those who do those things in light of the law, all right, are like trees planted by the streams of water, which yield their fruit. So those habits, those actions you're talking about, the walking they were doing that creates these habits, produce a certain fruit, a result. And that fruit and those trees, if we're strong in our walk, our leaves do not wither. Our results do not wither. In fact, all they do is prosper. And this is one of the things, when I think about Jesus, and when we think of like the Sermon on the Mount, and the six antitheses in Matthew 5, he didn't make the law easier, he made it harder. Right? Simpler, but not easier. Meaning, you know, the classic example is, well, you know, you've heard an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Right? Well, I'm telling you, love your enemy. That's harder. It's simpler because love God, love neighbor, and sometimes your neighbor happens to be your enemy. We've got to love them. All right? Simple, not easier.
The way I have a look at it, and I was talking to somebody yesterday about it's that simple choice, the new Adam or the old Adam. Like the old Adam, we call him, like, you know, it's sort of, and then Jesus is this new Adam, like Paul talks about. But it's that simple of a choice. But each way is going to be work. One's just the long way. One way you might, the righteous way you're doing it, you know, you might not see the instant gratification, the results as quick, or the fruit bearing, but the other you will. You know, the other, it's a lot quicker, it's a lot faster, but you always meet your demise, and you always get caught up first, but it's just that choice. But either way, if you look at what Adam we're going to follow, it's both not going to be easy. I mean, I don't think, like, a lot of people say, like, you know, going that other route, you know, look around, it's like, it's easier. It is the path of the least resistance, but still, there's still so much that happens there. Mm-hmm. And then the other way, it's not, just because you choose this doesn't mean, like, yeah, it's going to be all, you know, smelling roses. Yeah. I mean, there's still work, it's still life. It's still life.
And I like what you referenced there about Jesus being the new Adam. Look, I mean, if we briefly just look at his life, his ministry, you know, that we find in the Gospels and everything, I think one, we can say that we're really intrigued by him because he always seems to be paying attention to what his father's saying and not so much what everybody else is saying. Good lesson, right? And we know how hard that discipline is. And, you know, for his ministry, 3 years, could you imagine that? All right, and then you're right. He still has struggles.
Like the old MIC, like you're talking about, especially like we all have honest, we care what people try. We don't try not to, like, we care what people think about us or this or that. Like you look at Adam, like, all of a sudden he needs a fig leaf. Like, who told you that? Like, who told you to be shamed? You know, like, so he was already starting to, he was the first of that self-conscious, that I'm not good enough, that when you're already loved, you're already right. Why you weren't. So then Jesus comes along, and not though he doesn't feel those same abandonments, you know, that same shame even, and this and that, and people talking bad about him, he still continued. He was attentive to what Father said. And what did he say? You're my beloved son, well pleased me. That's what we always got to go back to.
Yep.
And that's what you got to be so bold to believe, is that right there.
And
who cares what anybody else says?
Right. And shouldn't that, as you're saying, properly so, be the core focus of our journey?
And that's the discipline. That's the hardest thing. Yep. No matter what you've done or even what you might go do or think here in 5 minutes from now, to still be able to be like, you know what? Yeah. You know, I'm his boy. No matter what. no matter what somebody might call or whatever the source tells me or says, nope. You know. I think lately it's been a lot of like, man, you're lucky I got Jesus. Right now, he's lucky he's got me. You know, like, it doesn't matter. You get disrespected and things happen. Mm-hmm. People steal from me. You still got to be like, you know what? Nope. You know? Don't let them take your identity. That's the thing. And that's what you see. The first thing happened to him is they try to take test his identity. Well, you say this. Well, you've been clean for 4 years, huh? Okay, well, you know, he's like constantly trying to, you know, let me check you out. You know, let me see what you really, you know.
Yeah, that's Jesus stepped in the desert. If you really are who you say you are or who you think you are, then do it. Yeah. Very good. Well, thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate all of your insights on this week's edition of Real Made Flesh. Until we meet again, may God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you all.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include the Men's Ministry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our Third Day Farm Project, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, and of course our radio ministry, Word Made Flesh. We're also in the process of establishing a women's and children's transitional housing program. Find out how you can become a neighbor of hope at neighborsofhope.com. And please join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.